on the ground, pillows. I like the signs here. One second. All right. This is kind of the collective sign area where people... I don't know if I'm going to be able to tweet a picture at the same time I'm broadcasting. But it'll be good to check the stream anyway every once in a while. One second. Yeah, thanks, Julia. I'm going to try it. Let's see what happens, okay? So there's this character, I bet, basically in front of me, that's got a gas mask on, and she has a black cloak with the... description inscribed greed over and company. Work, consume, be silent, die. I rely on your apathy. It's costing the earth. Endangered species. I think she's kind of the supposed to represent the corporations here. Let's see. All right, here we go. Let's see if this comes through and I don't get kicked off. Other messages, protect and serve the people, not corporate America. Algorithm trading is illegal. Thieving bastards. Jobs, not debts. Inflation now. Unemployment is an aggregate demand problem. Stimulus now. Big banks got bailout. Wall Street set greedier. We American people get fucked. All right. All right, so here goes a tweet. And if it doesn't go through, that's all right. I have someone I'm going to talk to now in a minute. I spoke with him a second before. He's from Florida, but he now lives in Newark, and he's actually been here for 4 days. But and he doesn't spend the night here, so I got to find some of those too. One second. It looks like the tweet went through and the picture through. So someone else is talking to him right now. Actually, I'm gonna find this other woman who I want to talk to. So I'm on that station, right?
Yeah.
You want to? Can I?
Yeah, sure.
Do you mind? So my name is Michael Branson Smith, and I'm on. We're on DS106 Radio, an internet radio station.
Yeah.
Can you tell us where you're from and how you ended up coming here?
Okay.
My name's Chris Guerra, and I'm from San Francisco, California.
Feel free to jump in on my interview.
Sorry about that.
Okay, I'm confused.
No,
no, no, no. Come on, let's all do it again.
No, no, I'm sorry. I'm apparently jumping on an interview. I apologize.
It's been so crazy. No, no, but okay, I'll come back.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, one second. So, how did you end up coming here?
I live in Newark, so I saw what they happened.
Oh, we're still good.
I saw what happened in on the Brooklyn Bridge, and that kind of. I'm normally not a political person, So I saw what happened on Brooklyn Bridge, and I got kind of, I was like, you know what, that's bullshit. So I decided to come here every day. I don't sleep here because I hate sleeping outside, but I commute from New Jersey to come here.
So do you have a job that you're leaving to do this?
I'm an artist, so it's off and on anyway, so I'm right now currently between art jobs, so yes, I don't have a job, but I have enough to get by.
Well, that's good to hear. Let me see. I'm going to ask and see if anybody has any questions for you. I'm going to look on this Twitter stream and see if anybody would like to ask you something. One second. So if anybody has any questions, you can tweet them. The 3G here is pretty bad. Oh, here we go. So we're... Yeah, people are walking. Brian Jack. We've got Brian Jack. We got Julia Forsyth. We got Timmy Boy. These people are pretty much from coming from that are from Virginia. I think Brian Jack's up in Canada, and they're listening in.
Okay.
So, what do you think is going to happen as a result of this? How long do you think it's going to last?
We have no end date. We're going to be here until. Until something happens. Actually, probably until the snow happens. Just not to be negative, but the snow is probably going to stop the sleeping. Until the hardcore ones will probably stay. But I'm not like everybody else. I know some people here want like immediate change, but I know that's not going to happen. I think it's already a success because we have it in 144 different cities. So right there alone, that's successful.
So... how does that make a success?
Because my goal is to get the word out that these corporations, 99% of the America support the 1% of rich America. And I'm not saying it's bad to be rich, but you got to help everybody else out. If I was rich, I would do the same thing. I would help people out. I'm willing to pay higher taxes if I was making more money, just because it's a patriotic thing to do.
Taxes as patriotism. I like that.
Yes, you know, and another thing is the media says that this is a bunch of liberal kids. I am a conservative Republican, and yes, I voted for Bush, and I'm not too proud of it. But this is what America stands for, and we're gaining momentum. These people are going to realize that bullshit's not going to work anymore.
So wait, would you say that you're? How did you end up a Republican? That's interesting.
I was always a Republican since I knew what political stuff was. But I'm from California, and yes, California is a very Republican. A lot of Republicans in California. Unfortunately, we did make Ronald Reagan, okay? And I'm not proud of that either. I voted Republican the last time I voted, but now the Republican Party's moved too far to the Christian right that I'm still considering myself a Republican, but not with their party. It's kind of freaky that what they're turning it into, but yeah.
All right, one second. Let me check again and see if there's anybody asking some questions on the Twitter stream.
Thank you so much so far. This is great.
No problem.
Do you mind if I take a picture and send it to
people? Yeah, go right
ahead. Oh, okay. Here we go.
So Brian Jack has a question here.
How's the mood of everyone that's been staying here?
How much have you talked to other people, and what do you think? What are people thinking?
Well, everybody's really happy. They're tired, and a couple days ago it was cold as hell. But everybody's tired, but we're happy. We're moving. This is moving. We got pamphlets moving. We're actually scaring the police because we're free thinkers. Today's going to be a big day because the unions, we got the unions backing us, and they got all the permits all set up, so the cops can't say, oh, we don't have no permits. They're practically going to have to just crowd control. We're going to have at least 10,000 union workers, at least.
When are they supposed to come?
3 o'clock at Liberty Square, or whatever, the Liberty Park, whatever it's called.
Uh-huh.
And then we're going to march from there to City Hall.
Okay.
Yeah.
One second, let me send a picture to everybody, okay?
And what's your name again?
Chris Guerra.
And Chris is going to hold up the Occupied Wall Street Journal for us, and I'm going to take a photo and send it to you.
Thank you so much.
We're about to send a photo, and this is Michael Branson Smith. I'm going to keep walking around and talk to some other people. Who do you think I should talk to? That is
people that say info on their shirt.
Okay.
There's info, and, or I mean media.
All right.
Thank you.
Yep. So that was Chris.
Here we go.
All right, I'm going to ask this woman over here, see if she'd be willing to talk. She's been holding up a sign kind of on the edge of Wall Street that says GAO audit $6 trillion to banks. Oh, to you, are you happy? Google it. She's saying we can find this out. All right, I'm gonna see if I can talk to her. One second. There's a woman talking to her right now. I'm about to jump on someone else's interview in just a second. I gotta watch out. Don't want to piss off other journalists. You know, DS-106 journalism is for life, right? Let me see. I'm gonna have to go to someone else then. Oh, we have For Sale America as a sign. This is a pretty good one. I'm gonna send you a picture.
Hi.
I'm broadcasting live to a web radio station called DS-106 Radio. It's a bunch of it's a community radio station. People basically can jump on at any time, and you can search for DS-106, the hashtag's DS-106 Radio, and get on if you ever wanted to broadcast. Can I ask you a couple questions? We're live on that. Would you be willing, if you don't have to tell you that, but if you tell us what your name is and how you got here and where you're from?
All right, well, I'm going to say my name is JP,
okay.
And I'm from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and we got here via the train, and we got here last night, and we pretty much slept on the street with these people.
What was it like sleeping in the street?
It's just like feeling the earth rumble every time a subway train goes underneath. And
so it was cold.
Oh, it was cold, yeah. And falling asleep was not an easy task.
So are you here with a friend?
Yeah, we're actually here with our local organization down based in Bethlehem.
Why don't you tell us a little about your organization, why you ended up coming here?
Yeah, well, I'll describe our organization as a group of like-minded individuals going towards a common goal. And, well, our whole organization is pretty much a group of people with different ideologies.
That's fine.
Political ideologies. And what we're doing right here is giving relief. We got blankets, clothes, pillows, anything we could to donate to these people. And we brought an EMT up here. She's working at the medical tent.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. That's really cool. Yeah, that's one of the things I've heard and I'm definitely noticing is there's been a lot of goodwill amongst this group in terms of trying to help one another.
Yeah, all the food here is free, you know, everything is just, it's a big commune.
Yeah.
I bought a cup of coffee and I should have just walked down here, but I live in the neighborhood, so I live in Brooklyn, so I don't need to, I don't have an excuse.
I actually went over to the McDonald's and bought some food, and I came over here and everything was free and kind of slapped myself.
So what's your plan? How long are you going to be here?
Well, we're going to be here for the march, and we're going to be here as long as it takes, but we gotta get home tonight, so...
You're going back home tonight?
Yeah. We'll be here as frequently as possible, though.
All right. So you're not going to spend another night?
No. I would, but no, not tonight.
Yeah. All right. Do you mind if I take a picture of you and your friend and send it out into Twitter?
Yeah, sure.
One second. So that was JP, and I'm about to send a picture of he and his friend who's got a For Sale America sign, which is pretty cool.
I know she's got the really nice camera, but...
Yeah, it's all right. She'll be okay. She's about to do an exposure. We have a woman here who's got a large format 4x8 camera who's taking photos. And JP's friend has been patiently holding this sign up the whole time. Why don't you just jump in there for... Oh, 1 second. I don't want to interrupt her photo. She's got a cable release here in this camera. Yeah. All right. One second. All right, wait, jump in there.
Okay, ready? Oh, yeah, jump in. Yeah. Wait. All right. Thanks.
Sure, one second. What's your name?
My name is Andrew Weifels.
So I have Andrew here, who's also a friend of JP's, and he wants to see the photo we took.
It's going up. It'll take a while.
If you want it, we're from, this is DS106 Radio, all right? You can search that hashtag on Twitter. It's an open community radio station. If you guys are interested, you can kind of like find the stream, and it's open. If you make a relationship with the people that run it on Twitter, you can actually broadcast.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
And they give the keys out to anybody that wants it. They do radio shows, live broadcasts like this, and so, you know, you just search the hashtag and you'll find lots of people and you can learn about it.
Yeah, we were actually going to do some podcasts and whatnot, so...
This has got a built-in community, so yeah, if you ever...
Boom. I don't know, that seems pretty convenient, because we were going to do some podcasts and whatnot, you know, call it Radio Free America, but, you know, if there's already a built-in community, then, hey, you know, we can use the existing resources to help, you know, build our organization within this broader movement.
So, where are you guys from?
Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
All right. I just misspelled Bethlehem. One second. All right. Thanks, guys.
No problem.
All right. That's two down. They were pretty young. No, okay. This is back to this woman I was hoping to talk to. Hey, Brian Jack, I got your next question. I'll see if I can ask this woman this question right here. I'm going to introduce myself first. One second.
Hi. My name's Michael Smith, and I'm doing a live broadcast on an internet radio station called DS106 Radio. Would you mind if I ask you a question? Okay.
I'm with a woman who's holding up a site I described a moment ago. It's called, it says GAO audit showed $6 trillion to banks. OTU, are you happy? And so I'm going to ask her if she can tell us. Would you mind telling us your name? And if not, that's okay. Where you're from and how you got here.
I'm Sharon. I'm from Michigan. And I took a bus here, Megabus.
Were you with a number of other people that were coming here specifically?
No. I came on my own. I have my grandson with me. And we're here just for this.
What made you and your grandson decide to come?
Well, I've been waiting for people to rise up because it's ridiculous that we're giving money to banks, which will not stimulate the economy, whereas if they had given $16 trillion to forgive student loans or to forgive mortgages or to build some infrastructure, we would have a strong economy, but they gave it to banks. I'm upset.
So you've been here just for the day so far?
I came in on Sunday.
For Sunday. Have you been sleeping here?
I slept here last night, the night before. I will be sleeping again. I was in a hostel one night, but I've been sleeping. Last night I was over here.
So has it been okay?
It's fine. I mean, it's cold as hell at night, right? But I have my emergency blanket. They gave you blankets and stuff, so.
Oh, is this your grandson?
This is my grandson.
How did you do? Can I ask you grab some kind? I don't want
you. May ask.
Okay. Hi, my name is Michael Branson Smith, and I'm with. What's your name again? I apologize.
I'm Sharon.
I'm with Sharon and Sharon's grandson, and they've come here from Michigan they've been here for 3 days. Have you been outside sleeping at night?
Yes, sir.
How's it been sleeping at night? And what brought you here with your grandmother?
Sleeping at night isn't as bad as one would think. It brought me out here with my grandma. When I heard about it, I really wanted to come because this may be the biggest protest that my generation will ever see. And it may not happen again.
Are you missing school?
Yes.
He's an honor student, and his teachers know.
His teachers know. Are you?
They told him to make up the work, so he has to do a report on.
So you're going to be reporting back to us. Do you mind telling me what grade you're in or what school you're in?
I go to Pontiac High School. And right now I don't have a major, I just have a general studies major. I'm hoping I can learn to do software engineering though.
Are you going to report back to what this experience was like to students that you know your friends and students in classes, do you think?
Yes.
So how's it been sleeping outside at night?
Not that bad, actually. I'm kind of comfortable usually. I'm warm and everything, so.
So who are the most interesting people you've met, and what kind of things have they described since you've been here?
The most interesting thing is that there is a combination of people from all walks of life, which is making it so wonderful. It's not just the students. I'm a retiree. There are young people. There are middle-aged people. There are all kinds of people here for different causes, but they understand that we need a change. And so that's the power, everybody coming together.
How about you? Have you had any interesting conversations with anybody?
Yes, plenty of people. I like it here.
Well, do you have any examples you remember?
Not really. My memory is very poor.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else you'd like to tell this group? What's your goal, hope to come out of this?
Well, we don't know what the result will be. All we can do is get something started and hope that it snowballs into having new laws, an independent party, maybe perhaps, because the Democrats and Republicans are basically the same garbage. They're mostly rich people. And so perhaps we can get something started to have a new party, to change what's going on in the country and put it in a different direction. And may I say, I love Ron Paul. Thank you so much to Ron Paul for having the audit start on the Federal Reserve. He started, had the GAO audit the Federal Reserve so that we now know that there are $16 trillion given to, in addition to the bailout. Thank you, Ron Paul.
All right. Thank you, Sharon, for letting me broadcast on DS16 Radio. If you want, I'm going to just take a picture and send it because we tweeted it. Thank you.
65 degrees.
I don't have a card. I apologize. But I can be found, and Sharon, it's okay to ask. I might actually have my card. I work at a college. Let me see if I have it. It's not a bad idea. Here, I'm showing her my faculty. She knows I work for the York College of City University of New York. And
yeah.
Yeah, it's true, actually. CUNY's labor union, the PSC CUNY, is going to be here at 3 o'clock.
Thank you so much.
All right. Happy. Sorry I don't have a card, though.
Okay, I see you.
CUNY for life, too.
Wait.
Can I just get a picture of you?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, sorry. One second.
Thanks so much.
I'm sorry on that.
Thank you so much, Sharon, and Sharon's grandson. That was pretty great. A grandmother and her grandson sleeping in the middle of the street to protest big banks and fans of Ron Paul. Well, he's a Texas Republican and a libertarian at that, but he's actually shown support for Occupy Wall Street, from what I understand. Sending a picture, one second, right now. Listen to some drumming in the meantime. I'm going to walk around a little bit and see if I can find some other people to talk to. It's been pretty cool so far. Everybody's pretty mellow. Let's see. Get away from the drums. We're pretty damn loud. So, right now, see someone who's painting. I don't know, maybe she'd be interested in talking while she's painting. That'd be kind of cool. She's working on a painting of a... I'll ask her what it is. Let's see if she'd be willing to do that. 1 second. Hi, how's it going? My name's Michael Branson Smith, and I'm broadcasting to an internet radio station. Would you be willing to talk online while to some? All right. What are you working on? What are you looking for? Maybe I could help. What are you looking for?
Obstacles.
So I'm gonna. Okay. So is it okay if if I talk to you for a little bit? It's called DS106 Radio, and I work for York College, part of the City University of New York. Just so you know, and I'll even show you just because I don't have business cards, and it's already been recommended. We should do that. So just so you know, I'm a faculty at the City University of New York, York College, and this is a digital net internet radio station. And so do you mind just telling, if you don't have to tell us your name, but if you'd like to, just tell us your name and how you got here?
My name is Ash Ketchum, and how did I get here?
Why did you come here? Where are you from?
I'm from Brooklyn. I came here because my friend told me there was a little activist community going on down here, and I thought that sounded awesome. So I came, and I never left.
How long have you been here?
Since the Thursday before last.
So that would be a week and a half.
A week and a half, yeah.
So have you been sleeping here?
Yeah, I sleep in... the camps have different names sometimes. My camp is called France.
You're part of Camp France.
Yes, I, indeed.
How many people are in Camp France?
Like 9.
So how did people come to be in different camps? Do you know?
Just different ideas of living, kind of, or just like different friends. Like I used to be in this other camp that doesn't have a name, just this couple who were just like fucking all the having sex all the time. So I moved.
Sex in Wall Street.
Well, no, they weren't having sex here, but they were just kind of like not fun to camp with. So I moved to Camp Namaste, where there wasn't a lot of space all the time. So I moved to Camp France, where there's always space.
So the French are actually nicer than we imagine in the United, than most Americans think.
We're basically just people making jokes, I guess.
So have you had an urge to go back to where you live in Brooklyn to get a good night's sleep?
Hell no.
How long do you plan to stay?
Till it's over. I mean, I went out there when it was raining one night. It was like raining really hard. But I took someone from Camp France with me.
So why don't you describe what you're working on here?
This is Ganesh, the Lord of Obstacles. I feel like I paint him a lot anyway. But I feel like it kind of relates to what we're doing, at least, a little bit. Like, you know, we're overcoming obstacles America faces, what we as the people face.
So, can you describe for? I mean, are you a painter? Are you missing work to be here? Or how are you getting by since you're here pretty much?
But I'm like so close to dropping out because I think that our school system right now is just a waste of time. I don't have a job right now. But I sold my first painting last night, so hopefully I can make money off art now.
So Occupy Wall Street allowed you to sell a painting. That's pretty great.
Yeah, I was just working on something, like almost like what I would call a paint doodle, like something I just paint like all the time. I paint like these creepy little women like constantly. And someone was just like, "How much do you want for it?" And I was just like, "How much will you pay for it?" And they bought it.
That's pretty great. So what are you hoping is going to happen as a result of this this kind of action?
I honestly don't know. I keep getting asked that question. I have like a lot of hope, but I don't know what for yet, honestly. Just because like so much could happen, so much couldn't happen. I don't want to get my hopes up.
Is that not having your hopes up? Do you think others feel that way?
I don't know. It's not like I don't have hope. It's just like if nothing happens, I don't want to be really disappointed. I want to feel like this was not a waste of time no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Like, I don't think this could possibly be a waste of time because we are, at the very least, we're proving that people can coexist without being lied to by the government.
Have you had any interaction with the police at all since you've been here?
I haven't, but my friends have. I mean, the cops, for the most part, are pretty nice to me. I don't know, I guess I look unthreatening. But my friend came down from New Paltz. He's in college there for like a day, and he got arrested while marching. So it just kind of like the cops are just kind of being ridiculous in this situation. And then we have Tony Baloney.
Yeah, Tony Baloney. Tony Baloney, if you don't know, he's the man that pepper sprayed two women almost a week and a half ago, and they were already penned in a barricade, and it was seemed pretty obvious that it was fairly egregious, and you know, so far he's been defended by the New York City Police Department.
One of those cops that was totally bullied by the cool kids when he was younger. And now he's just a cop for, like, some kind of sick psychological revenge. The guy needs therapy.
So I guess that's what happens when you have a name like Tony Baloney.
Yeah, I mean, like, Tony Baloney, like, I hate Tony Baloney. I hope Tony Baloney gets baloney thrown at him, and I hope he loses his job. Like, honestly, like here's the deal. There's three kinds of cops. There's my favorite kind of cop. Is the cop that thinks they're doing the right thing, and they don't realize how corrupt it is, or if they do, they have a family and they can't quit right now. Those are cool cops. I dig those cops. Like, I understand completely. Like, I dig those kind of Wall Street people who are just trying to take care of their family. You know, same thing. But then there's the kind of cops who were bullied when they were kids, so now they want revenge. And then there's guys who are just kind of jerks, like sociopath cops, who like beating people up. There are totally cops like that. I don't know. People will be like, no, that's not true. There totally are.
So what's the worst that you've heard happen, other than the Tony Baloney incident, that you know, first-hand account with police officers from someone that maybe from...
I don't even know. They just sound like they're not... They don't even, like, really know what's going on here. They're just kind of like, roar, we're cops. Oh! Apparently, like, the first time they arrested people, they didn't give them, like, water and stuff. Like, they were, like, not taking care of them. So me and my friends carried water over to the precinct the next time people got arrested, and they wouldn't let us give the prisoners water.
All right, so do you mind if I take a picture of you and your painting so I can tweet it out to this little group?
Whatever you want. Is this live right now?
Yeah, this is live on DS106 Radio for life.
What's up, guys? I hope I didn't sound too stupid.
No, it's been great. You're fantastic. Yeah. One second. I'm going to take a photo, show everybody what you've been up to. And thank you so much.
Thank you.
What's that?
Like CUNY students or something?
I'm from the City University of York. DS106 Radio is a kind of a collective that's kind of bridges basically the entire world. There's a number of people that get on DS106 Radio. It kind of started out of the University of Mary Washington with DTLT. Yep, and built by Grant Potter, but made by Jim Groom, as he would say. So one second, let me take a picture. And I'm sorry, what was your name again? I want to just put it in the tweet.
My name is Maddie Enlow.
Thank you, Maddie. How much longer again do you think you're going to be here?
Till it's over.
All right. Good luck. All right. I think that's I'm going to take a few more pictures, but I'm going to probably get off the radio in just a moment. It's been pretty interesting so far. Definitely enjoyed talking to Sharon, I think, the most. The fact that she's got her grandson with her, and he's like a junior in high school, is pretty awesome. And his teachers know he's going, and he's missing school. They were a pretty great pair. It's been a while since I've been on DS106 Radio. Did a radio show last night with some protest music, which was fun. Love you all. DS106 Radio for life.
Daughter, I'd...
What would you do, Frankie?
Well, if she were my daughter, I'd...
What would you do, Frankie?
If